everyone. It is time for another $10K Dollar Day. And this week we are speaking about sunken living rooms, rafts, and pontoons.
This episode sounds truly awe-inspiring.
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 Like an ore. I got it. Or not. Hi, everyone. Welcome to
$10K Dollar Day. This is the comedy podcast about imaginary luxury travel. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Picard.
And this is episode 265. Now, what are we about to do? I'll tell you. First, we're going to talk about our obsessions. Then we're going to talk about our wish lists. Then we're going to get into these 10K days. This week, Lulu is going to take me on an imaginary travel day where she's going to spend $10,000 in one single day somewhere in the world. And she's picked this place all because one of our listeners has given us the magic jumping off word.
True.
So stick along for that ride. And then after all of that, we're going to do a little improv segment because, spoiler alert, we're actors. So we're comfortable doing that.
Like 60% of the podcasters you listen to, at one point we have acted in our In our lives.
That's right. So we're so excited that you're here today. Lulu, you got any news for me?
Oh, I sure do. Thanks for throwing it to me, Allison.
You're welcome.
Man, we are really nailing this template in 2023, are we not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, I do have a lot of news, actually. News about our bays, who we love, our listeners, and news about us, too. So I'll do the news about our people first, which is always fun. So first of all, we had Amy. We talked about this on the Daily Happy, but because we have some people that don't listen to our other podcast, which is only 10 minutes a day, P.S., it's called the Daily Happy. But Amy from Maine, who not only is a podcaster, she came to our retreat last March, the Castaway, 10K Castaway, Castaway. I don't remember what our tagline was for it.
It was really catchy.
I'm sure it was catchy. So Amy came, let's just be clear. In March, she did not have a podcast.
That's right.
That's the answer. In March of 2022, she said, I think I want to have a podcast. I'm going to put money and time into committing to have a podcast. And I think she told me she's at 28 or 26 episodes at this
point. Amazing.
Which I think... there's some crazy statistic, Allison, and I keep hearing like 90% of podcasts don't go past episode 6.
Really? Oh, yeah. I have heard that stat.
That's a real statistic. Have you, Allison? I have heard that stat. It's around that number. And so the fact that she's still going is amazing. But before we talk about that, or after, since we talked about that, she also provided... by provided, I mean I bought, but she created the gifts that my dressing roommate Shauna Hammack and I gave to the company of 1776, these jams. And you've had Amy's jam.
I have. It's amazing. I have some in my fridge right now.
Amy's Garden Jam. And what's your favorite Amy's Garden Jam flavor?
Oh, I think it's the strawberry rhubarb.
Mine is the strawberry lemon.
I haven't had that one.
Sorry, that's your fault. It was my favorite the last time.
Wait, really?
It's my favorite this time too. And I will tell you, I'm not eating gluten right now. So I have been putting that jam on chocolate bars.
On chocolate bars.
Yeah, just like a little piece. And then let me tell you, it's a good time.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
And Amy, I saw her for maybe 15 seconds. She brought the jam in two suitcases on a bus from Maine. She had 1 hour in the city. She'd never really been in New York before. She got off on like 42nd and 1st. She got an Uber. She met me in front of the thing. And then she had to like go back to her bus stop.
That's insane.
Yeah. So listen, 76ers, your jam came on a bus from Maine. You know what I mean?
And delivered.
That's the type of... extraneous gift I like to give. Everyone loved it. Super happy. Also, I got to see... sorry, there's a lot of news, everyone.
I love it.
Starting off with news. I got to see Jason and Greg, two of our bays here in New York.
Yeah.
We went to see Mike Birbiglia.
Ugh, jealous.
His new show, which is called The Old Man in the Pool, I'm sure it'll be filmed, so catch it when it's on Netflix. Then we had a steak at Keen's. Life was good. We've also had a message from Aaron in Texas. This is weeks late, so I'm so sorry, Aaron. And it's actually from the Daily Happy, but everyone, we can't keep that straight. Listen, just be excited that I figured out a place to put listener mail in general. You know what I mean? So it's all going to be here.
I love it.
So this is from December 23rd.
She gets it. She knows. But
she says, Merry Christmas. I was going to tell you later, thank you for talking about Santa so delicately. You and Allison always keep me laughing and us yelling at the car. Hello, Marie Curie. It was the day that you didn't know the trivia. So everyone has written me saying it's Marie Curie. And I was like, I know. And they're like, did Allison go to school? I'm like, again, I'm AMDA.
So true.
And it hasn't come up in her life yet. So she
knows. And it was also 20 years ago, like, that I was even in a school situation.
Oh, listen, Allison, I am not judging you for not knowing Marie Curie, because I also know that you can do 1,000 things I can't do. And how useful is it really that I know who Marie Curie is at this moment in our lives?
Okay, I get that.
You have much more useful information than I do in my head. That being said, if we were on The Amazing Race, listen,
it would be unstoppable. That's true.
There is an acronym in Aaron's message that I don't understand.
Okay.
IYKYIM.
Wait, say it again.
IYKY, which I think was if you know, right?
Yeah.
If you know is what I've seen. Uh-huh. So IYKY, if you know you, I am.
If you know you, maybe. But there's an I.
I don't know.
Right?
Hey, Aaron, we don't know what that means. We're not cool enough to know what that means. Help us out. The last bits of news.
You know what I mean.
There's no W. There's no W.
According to the
Wiktionary? A Wiktionary? That's what it is.
It says the Wiktionary. It's a slang term for text messaging. If you know what I mean.
But there's no W.
If you know what, there's no W. I don't know. That's what popped up.
Help us out, Aaron. We're not cool. And then the last bits of news before we go into our obsessions and wish lists and the 10K day. Also, everyone, if you're like, whoa, that's a lot of news right before the 10K, put that at the end. Let us know. We're moving stuff around. We're always willing to take your feedback because we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Allison and I will be appearing at PodFest this month, January, the last week of January. We are in Orlando. Currently, I can tell you that we are doing a show. We're doing our talk. We're doing the Small But Mighty talk, which is all about our listeners. It's all about you. We don't tell them like who you are and where you live. It's not like that, but we just tell them how cool you are. And then we're also on a comedy panel, and you just might see us a lot.
Yeah.
At PodFest. So if you are going to be there, if you are a podcaster, if you're thinking about podcasting, any of that, please reach out and let us know. And also, you have a couple more options to see us this year in 2023. Make sure you're signed up for the newsletter, because I have put my tour schedule in the newsletter, and it'll live there for probably a couple more weeks, just while people look at it. Because if you live in one of those cities, if you live in Utica, New York. First of all, if you do, let me know, because I have no idea what to do while I'm in Utica.
How long are you in Utica?
Not that long. We're doing tech there, and then we have like two shows. And then we actually open in Philadelphia. So if you are in Utica, Philadelphia, Chicago, Des Moines, Denver, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Jose, Durham, Charlotte, Greenville, Nashville, DC, Houston, Kansas City, or Seattle. Let us know, because we're trying to create reasons for Allison to come see me.
Yeah.
That's what we need you for. We need one of you in each city to be like, it's me. Come do a show in my driveway. It's me.
Yes. Yes.
And then we can go to Allison's husband and say, mm-hmm. we have a listener.
We have a show, yeah.
In San Diego. So Allison has to come out.
To do the show in the driveway for you and all your neighbors.
To do the show in the driveway for you and all your neighbors. So listen, people, come through, will you? We need you. All right, I've taken up a lot of your time. Again, if you want this at the end of the episode, just let us know. But we do want to make sure we're hitting all this stuff every episode. So if this is, just tell us what you're thinking. All right.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, now it's time to talk about obsessions. I'll start with mine. So I am obsessed right now with the Mio iced tea flavor.
The drops you put into water?
Oh, I got it right now. But it's specifically the iced tea. I have had so much water because it doesn't taste like water.
I'm so proud of you.
It's delicious. But it's a little, I've gone a little crazy because I even like, that's all I drink now is I just put the Mio in. So
is there sugar in that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. No sugar. So I put some next to my bed as like my cup of water at bedtime. Uh-huh. And Hannah came in and took a drink out of it. Oh, she was not happy. She's like, what do you have next to your bed? I was like, it's iced tea. She's like, that's not iced tea, but it's delicious.
Well, that was my question. Does it taste like tea?
Yes, to me it does.
Does it taste like tea with lemon in it?
No.
Oh, great.
It tastes like a little bit of sweet tea. Not too sweet.
Oh, I like that because I usually get half and half sweet ice and sweet.
Oh, get ready. It's delicious.
Okay, I'll
fill up my cup with ice, fill it up with water. I do one skirt, squirt.
Boop. One skirt.
One skirt. Skirpity skirt. And then I mix it up and it's awesome.
Okay. I'll try it. Yep. I'm not mad about that.
What's your obsession?
Voltaren.
What's that?
Oh, it's arthritis cream.
Oh. It sounded like a show from like.
It also sounds like a transformer.
Oh, or that, yeah.
Right? Voltaren, yep. The transformer.
100%.
Well, it transforms my knees from being my actual age to maybe being 10 years younger, so that's good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it used to be only by prescription.
Okay.
And when I was on tour with Cinderella, people would like literally go to Canada to get it. The dancers. Yeah, and it was an
cheaper?
Arthritis cream. No, we just couldn't get it here. It was illegal.
Oh, wow.
So one of my tubes I just bought at CVS. The other tube has like Dutch writing on it because I got it from a friend in Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
But it's good. And I was using it every day in the show. And, it's winter here. So walking around the city is a little more aches and painy than it
hear
is.
Ya.
You know,
ya.
Life.
That's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah. So now wish list. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm sure that this exists. And I hope you guys send me your recommendations. I need a shoe rack that is reliable.
What's unreliable about your current situation?
Okay. It's the two-tier shoe rack that you put together yourself.
The one with the hammocks?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's the problem.
And they break.
The hammocks
and they
don't work.
Stag.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't really hold anything.
No.
So what do you put your shoes in?
I have an over-the-door holder that hangs on the inside of my closet door.
Okay, so what if I just took my closet doors off because they were bothering me, and now I don't have closet doors?
How are you living? How are you living without closet doors? How are you living looking at your closet all the time?
No.
I could not do that.
I hung up really pretty curtains.
Oh, okay. So you are hiding.
I'm hiding it, but now there's some texture in my room. But the doors were so old and they were the slidey ones.
Yeah.
And it constantly came off the track. And I would get so mad. I'd be like, ugh, and how it just made me so mad. So finally,
I just
ripped them off.
Are you opposed to keeping your shoes in your garage?
I'm not opposed to that.
It'll give you way more room.
That's very true. So I could get a shoe something, like a bookshelf.
You just have to think like an Asian because we don't wear our shoes inside.
I know. I wish that I could just tell my family not to do that too.
Right. So that the answer is there's always somewhere to put the shoes near the doors.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So they're not going into.
We would either have a basket or a thing. So like even just for the day, the shoes go there and then they get put away again. But or I've had houses where we literally keep the shoe racks in the garage next to the door where you come into the house.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We could talk about this some other time.
This is just you and me now talking about our houses. So we'll just move on. Sorry, everybody. Maybe cut half of that out. Maybe, okay. I think.
What's on your wish list?
I guess maybe more time talking to my best friend that's not during a podcast because we don't know how to have conversations that people should be listening to. My wish list is something that I've definitely said before because I've only found one thing that does it and it doesn't do it the way that I want it to.
Uh-oh, what is it?
So once again, inventors, people out there in the world, I just want luggage that when you are filling it, will tell you how much weight you are putting into the luggage.
Somebody out there is agreeing with you and they know how to do this.
Everyone is agreeing with me that's ever been a frequent flyer. You know what I mean? So like what I want to be really specific here. What I want is to be packing my luggage and for you to have set like a little like, oh, I'm in economy, 50 pounds. Oh, I'm in first, 70, whatever. And then at 47 pounds, I want it to go boop, 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 boop. And I go, oh, I'm like 3 pounds away. I want a little thing. There is one line of luggage called Beis, B-E-I-S.
Okay.
That has a scale in the handle.
Okay, so when you are done with it. Oh, but then you're
done.
But
you have to be done. Like, I have a luggage scale. That works. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, no, I don't want to zip it up and then know it's overweight. I want you to be like, if you put that last pair of heels in, what are you doing?
If we could figure this out, I mean, I don't know how to make anything
billions
like that.
Billions of dollars, Allison.
We would be
billions.
Rich.
Billions and billions and billions of dollars. The only thing I've ever thought of, and listen, I'm not an inventor.
Yeah.
Okay. The only thing I can think of is if you put a stand, what also makes the suitcase a little heavy, a stand on it where you can like put it on the ground, where you can like unflip it and now the suitcase becomes its own table.
Oh, yeah.
That would be able to weigh because it would have enough resistance. Because if you put it on the bed, you can't really tell.
Right. Because it's
how much weight. Yeah. So it has to be on the hard floor. So I think a little flip out stand, boom.
Man, you've got it all. We just need someone to create it.
I mean, I have it all in my head like a cartoon. I think cartoon inventing is not the same as real people inventing.
But I feel like you could describe it. I mean, that's what you just did. Who's listening?
Are any cartoon inventors out there who can know how to make it a real invention? And also, can you make that happen before I pack for tour? No? Okay, cool. It's fine. That's my wish.
All right. Well, let us know. You can always email us at 10kdollarday@gmail.com if you have the answers to any of our life questions.
Please. Yes.
All right. Now it's time for 10.
Oh, hey. I thought it was the other
prize. It's a 10K Dollar Day.
Imaginary travel and a laugh or two.
As we tell you all the crazy things we wanna do.
We buy top drawer,
but we don't really pay.
So say what's your happy and you'll be our bae.
All right, now it's time for you to hear that magic word. Here we go.
Hi, this is Rachel Court. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm an aerospace and defense professional at Lockheed Martin, and the word is jet blast.
First of all, that title, Rachel.
Yeah, I didn't know that that's what you did, Rachel. That sounds so fancy.
Like, and smart.
So smart. Well, Rachel and I went to high school together.
Okay.
Rachel is smart.
Yes.
Has always been very smart. And also, we were able to stay at her house when we went through Texas on the big 10K driveway tour live from blank. I can't remember any of our hashtags ever. Yeah. Okay. Our old hashtag. They were
during
all
2020.
During 2020. And her husband, who did not know us at all, let us stay in their house. They were so nice to us, like great hosts. We did a show right by their pool.
Yep.
You can find that on YouTube if you want. And they also made sure that we had kolaches.
So
from
good.
Check stop. I will never forget. Like Rachel being like, you have to go to this convenience store on the way to wherever you're going. And yeah, we had a great time.
It was so good. We had a blast. A jet blast.
We had a jet blast. Oh my gosh.
All right, but this is your word, Lou. So where are we going?
Whew. All right. Well, first of all, do you know what a jet blast is?
Well, I mean, from the research I did to put together my half of what I was supposed to do.
Yes. Okay. So let's just tell everyone else what a jet blast is. According to the Wikipedes.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows, according to some of you, a jet blast is the phenomenon of rapid air movement produced by the jet engines mm-hmm. of aircraft, particularly on or before takeoff.
Yes.
I have to admit, I did not know that before, even though at one point my father was a jet mechanic. So who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going, Allie, to Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, that's right in my neck of the woods.
I mean, we're about 10 miles from your house.
Yeah.
The entire time we do this trip.
That's amazing. Okay?
So I can't imagine you'll be able to afford any of this. So first of all, instead of a hotel.
Okay.
We're renting a pontoon boat.
Oh, those are very popular.
For 2 days.
Oh, we're going to stay on it?
We're going to sleep under the stars on a pontoon boat.
Do they have a sleeper pontoon? Is that what they do?
No, I just rented it for 2 days.
Okay, so we'll just be sleeping on the
It's just flat. You and me.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So 8 hours full day for this pontoon boat is $1,150.
Okay, not bad.
I don't think it's that bad. You get eight people together, pay $100. You have the pontoon for the whole day, people in Clearwater.
Yeah, I agree.
So for 2 days, it's $2,300, but they don't really offer an overnight situation. So I'm going to give them an extra $500.
Okay.
I'm also hiring a security guard, Allison. $500.
Okay.
So he can like go around us once in a while. So
on the boat?
Feel safe. Well, we're on the boat. He's like in a skidoo or something.
Oh, he's going to drive around. I thought you just meant he was going to walk around the pontoon being like, yep.
No. We're I think in my head we're alone on the pontoon, but I also think that they would never do that. But, you know, okay. I don't know how that works.
Gotcha.
I don't know how safe you feel about that, but I want you to know that the boat has safety gear.
And no, that's good.
In an emergency, we will have a raft. I bought us a raft.
Perfect.
It is a party raft in the shape of a jet because our day is a jet blast day. So our party raft is $289.95. It's gigantic. It looks like a jet, and the middle of the jet is like a sunken living room. Like you sit in it with people around it, and you can lie down on the wings like a raft raft.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like that a lot.
So we have our raft, we have our boat, we have our security guard. That's where we're going to sleep.
Got it.
Breakfast is going to be at the Beach Shanty Cafe.
Okay.
In Clearwater Beach.
Love it.
It's kind of like a diner menu. It has lots of Benedicts, but it also has like cheesesteaks and Greek
salad.
Love
a Benedict. Yep.
What's the difference, P.S., between Clearwater and Clearwater Beach?
One's just on the beach.
So I went between them a lot, and that's okay. They're close enough, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. It's just like St. Pete Beach.
Got it.
So Clearwater's more inland. Clearwater Beach is on the beach.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Then this day is still
perfect.
Out. Now, Allison.
Yes.
You live close to this place. So I'm just going to ask you, but you may not know the answer. Do you know why, with the word jet blast, I came to Clearwater?
Well, I guess I don't. Do they have a museum there?
I'm not sure if they have a museum, but I will tell you that it is one of the few places in the world where you can fly a fighter jet for fun with no previous license.
What?
Yep.
I did not know that.
When I tell you no previous, it's literally on their FAQs. They're like, nope.
Well, how? How can you not know anything about flying and fly?
I mean, you're with someone.
Sure. Right?
But you do take the controls at some point.
Okay.
You have to be at least 16 years old.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You can only have one participant and one instructor. There's no ride-alongs.
Okay.
And it costs $5,600 for 1 hour.
Oh, 1 hour?
1 hour.
That's crazy.
It says you don't have to fly the plane. You and your expert flight instructor will come up with a flight plan prior to takeoff, and you can discuss whether you want to try aerobatic maneuvers, if you'd like to man the controls yourself.
Oh, I mean, so they're with you. They just let you take over.
I think it's like that scene in Look Who's Talking when John Travolta is like, hold my stick.
Yes.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That's amazing.
I know, right?
Okay. Like,
insane. Now, clearly I can't afford for both of us to do this.
Yeah.
It's $5,600. My budget, as everyone knows from the title of this podcast, is $10,000.
Yeah.
So only one of us can do it. I think you and I could probably just talk about it, but just in case both of us equally want to do this adventure.
Yeah.
Which, would you do it?
I would do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. So we're going to have to rock, paper, scissors it.
That's fine. I would be nervous that it would make me nauseous.
But you could tell them you don't want to do those.
That's true.
You're in contact the whole time. Right?
That's very true.
It's customized for you. So yeah, I still think it'd be fun. So rock, paper, scissors. The person that is not going on the trip because they just have to watch because there's not even room for a ride-along, right?
Yeah.
They at least get a flight suit.
Oh, okay. I love that.
So that, you know, like one of us, we all feel like we got something. I mean, yes. You get a $5,600 flight and I get a $190 flight suit from
Perfect.
Nordstrom. But
Why
whichever.
Not?
Then we go to lunch at Frenchie's.
Okay.
Because I love Frenchie's.
Oh, yeah. I love Frenchie's too. I haven't been in a while.
One of my favorite restaurants. We're getting the she crab soup because it's one of my favorite things in the world. That's like $15. I actually think that's not enough money, but it's fine. Then we're going to spend the afternoon on the boat because we had that pontoon boat the whole time.
Oh, yes.
I got a sun protection hat from the store Hatitude in St. Pete.
Well, that's fun. I didn't even know that existed.
Custom hat shop in St. Pete. Like you can pick, she'll make hats for the Kentucky Derby for you.
That's
she'll make
cute.
Dress hats. She'll make sun hats. You can pick your material, anything. Then, because it's just the two of us and we're probably going to want to like make a video or take a picture or something, I thought, let me look up a waterproof camera.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I found the Insta360.com. Okay. Which is, I believe, a collaboration with Leica. So it's a real camera with real lenses, all the things.
Okay.
But it has this feature called an invisible selfie stick.
Okay. What does that do?
It has a selfie stick, this camera. But because it has a 360 lens, it can fill in the information. So when you look at your video, you don't see the selfie stick. It literally looks like you had somebody film you from behind you. But it fills in all the information. Like I don't even understand how it works. So they have videos of it, like clearly on the back of a car, but you can see the whole car, but you can see the shadow of the selfie stick, even though you don't see the stick.
Oh, that's okay.
It's insane.
That's really interesting.
I've never seen anything like it. It's called the Insta360. And because it has a 360 view, it can erase the stick.
That's crazy.
I know. And it's only $269.
Okay.
And it's fully waterproof.
Oh, so, man, our next road trip.
Well, I'm telling you, we're getting this Insta360. Then it's time to go to dinner at Salt Cracker Fish Camp, which I just picked because it's literally called Salt Cracker Fish
Camp. I've never heard of that.
Well, you eat what they caught that day.
Oh, that's cool.
So you should go to this place.
Yeah, I want to go there.
And I budgeted $150 just because I figured we'd be like the freshest things, the most expensive things, but you don't have to do it. So even with a $5,600 jet fighter day,
that's crazy.
I didn't reach $10,000 and I got to $9,985.94.
Whoa.
Clearwater.
Clearwater.
Yeah.
That's fun. I'm going to have to go back and look at some of that and see, especially that, what was it? The fish cracker, nutcracker. What is it?
Nutcracker. Yeah. Look up nutcracker. Salt cracker fish
Salt
camp.
Cracker.
I would totally go. Well, I'll be in Florida like in a few weeks.
Yeah, I want to go there.
We'll go to Salt Cracker Fish Camp. We'll report back.
Well, guys, that's what Lulu would do with $10,000 in one day
in the place where you can have a blast getting in the jet blast. It's Clearwater, Florida.
But here's what we would do if we had $10,000 to give away. All right. So I actually found a charity, and it is the Jet Aircraft Museum, JAM for short. And it's in Canada. It exists to create and maintain a dynamic and living history of the modern age Royal Canadian Air Force, and to provide permanent honor for those valiant Canadian men and women who flew these aircraft with distinction in periods of war, peace, and peacekeeping. So in short, their mission is to preserve, educate, and soar.
Soar.
I know. Isn't that cute?
I love that.
So check them out. What you got? What charity?
Okay. Jet Blast.
Yeah.
Jets for Ukraine. But listen, literally the HTTP address, I think most people call that a URL, is buymeafighterjet.com.
Really?
And they are raising money. Yeah. To buy and hand over to Ukrainian pilots aircrafts, Su-24, Su-25s, Su-27s, and MiG-29s.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. But okay, so listen to this website. It says, our guys are ready to fly on more modern aircraft, such as F-15, 16s, and 18s, but the process of maintenance is much more complicated. Therefore, they are looking specifically for older aircraft.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
And they're saying that these aircraft might be around, and those owners of those aircraft are willing to sell them at lower prices. They can get them cheaper. The maintenance is cheaper. All this kind of stuff. Okay. Yeah. And then it says at the bottom, teamwork makes the dream work, which I think is adorable. I'm like, are we all in the Ukrainian army now? Because I think we are. And so I'm looking at this site, and I was like, this is insane. Like, who are they? Who is this for? Are they saying, hey, Coca-Cola, buy us a fighter jet? Or are they saying, Lulu and Allison, we know you raised $11,000 for the doctors in 2020. Let's do a fighter jet. And no lie, what it says on the website is, whoever you are, a businessman, an IT specialist, an actor, or a singer. It says that on the website.
Really?
Who targets actors and singers to buy you a fighter jet?
I mean, that's amazing.
They were talking to me.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what to do. I feel like, have I been picked to raise money for jets?
Because how much is one jet? Anything.
Millions.
Oh.
Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Millions.
Well, if we could just find a million people to give a dollar.
Everyone. Your job is to go talk to 100,000 people today and get them all to give you $1.
$1.
If
all
we
need.
All do that, we can buy a jet for Ukraine. It just takes $1 and 100,000 people.
I mean, we could start a little like a campaign, $1.
Do you know that's how Free Fall Theater started?
I think I did. It was a dollar campaign.
It was a dollar campaign. It was brilliant. And then people just like spread it and said, my friend's starting a theater company. Can you give a dollar?
Yeah.
Well, everyone, if you're interested in buying a jet for Ukraine, that link will be in the newsletter because I found a place to put charity stuff in the newsletter. So find it there.
Perfect. All right, you guys, now we're going to go to happies. This is maybe something small, maybe something big that made us happy this week, maybe even today. So let's talk about some happies. You want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. So I haven't really talked about this like a lot, but I've put some stuff on social media over the past few months. But now that it's like official, I can like kind of actually say it. So I am an owner of a dance retail store now.
It's so like exciting.
Officially.
It's insane.
So it's crazy. I never in my wildest dreams thought that it would be something that like, I don't know. It's really cool. So right now we are renovating and we have a great manager who's like reaching out to brands, and we're doing like wholesale brands and getting all these new brands in. So it's super exciting and crazy and like really cool. So I'm excited to be a part of it. And if you guys want to follow us on Instagram, it's newattitudes.shop. And that's what was funny when you said attitude. I was like, I'm going to have to reach out to them.
Yeah.
We might be able to do some business together.
Are you so going to do a theme song? Are you, I've got a new attitude.
Yeah. So I want to write a parody and then have Chris do a commercial and have all the kids from like the whole, all the local dance studios dance in it.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to make a real commercial, don't forget that you actually have to do copyright things.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't think about that. So I just wanted to say that. I see in your face that you don't want to think about that. But I'm just letting you know that you should think about it.
So that's my happy, is that it's all like official.
That's fab.
What's your happy?
My happy is that because I'm not in show this week, I've been able to see some theater. And I saw Mike Birbiglia's Old Man in the Pool yesterday. But I also last week saw Jefferson Mays in The One Man Christmas Carol.
Ooh.
Allison.
Really?
Yes. First of all, he's incredible. Like his technicality, like just as an actor switching from character to character, how precise he is, like all that stuff that we totally nerd out about. But it was also, this production was so perfect. Like it scared you when it was supposed to scare you, but it like made you warm and fuzzy when it was supposed to make you warm and fuzzy. And then it like, because you know, it's a ghost story. Christmas Carol is a really scary ghost story with a great payoff at the end.
Yeah. Right?
So like it did everything it was supposed to do. And you could feel, there were a lot of Broadway people in the house that day because they had given us the tickets at 76 and it was his closing day. So there were a lot of other casts, I think, that had gotten tickets that day. So it was just full of
love and support.
Actors and directors. It was a really theater audience. So anything that happened that was theatery, we all were like, ooh, yeah.
Oh, and then I love that.
The applause started before the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
Like we could all feel the last scene coming. You know what I mean? And the applause just started before the last scene. And the last scene is him as Scrooge in the cemetery as snow is falling down and he raises his arms and he turns around. But because the applause was already going on, it just became this incredible curtain call. It was unbelievable. And like I felt like I was seeing his dream, because he had made this one man Christmas Carol in California and done it for years and finally brought it to Broadway. So being there also on the closing night of your passion project show with all these theater people, it was like, whew.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It was sweet.
Oh, that's a great happy. If you guys have a happy you want to share with us, again, email us at 10kdollarday@gmail.com. All right, it's time for our last segment. It is time for
10K role play.
All right, okay. What you got for me?
All right, Allison. So we are here for the Jet Blast episode, and you have just created the world's strongest hair dryer. Which you are now selling, I don't know, on Shark Tank or QVC or something. And it's called the Jet Blast.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. We've got Allison Burns here, creator of the Jet Blast.
That's me.
All right. Well, Allison.
Yes.
We're going to run right into our questions. So what is your obsession today?
Well, my obsession is that our Jet Blast hair dryer just came out with some new fun colors.
Oh.
So we used to just offer black, but now we offer silver and orange. I'm so excited about those two colors. They happen to be my favorite two colors, and really excited about adding that. So my obsession right now is the fact that they are live, they are available. And for all you silver and orange lovers, I mean, just jump on our site.
I love that. All right. So there's a little more of a variety now.
Yes.
Which is great. And so definitely those are on my wish list. But what's on your wish list?
Well, my wish list is I wish that the ideas I had for the Jet Blast, I wish my team would work a little bit faster. I do come up with ideas super, super quickly. For instance, right now I'm trying to integrate red light therapy into the actual device of the hairdryer so that as you are blow drying your hair, the red light would actually stimulate hair growth and provide like a constant heat that, you know, wouldn't dry out hair, but it would dry it evenly and would also be great for your scalp. Cause I'm sure you've read about red light therapy. You know, it's great.
What you're talking about right now, I think someone could actually take and create on Shark Tank. So,
right? It's that infrared.
Come here for your luggage needs and your new hair dryers. Inventors, yes. You really should be listening to 10K.
It should be where all the inventors are. Well, that's where I am. I'm here and I'm an inventor. I just wish my team would invent faster because the idea girl. Yes.
Well, we all know what that's like, right? Being the idea person and then no one wants to execute anything.
Yes. So that's my wish.
Me just going, what about a suitcase? Anyone? I don't do anything about it. Nothing. Salt lined margarita straw. Someone make it. Okay. How would you spend $10,000 if you had it?
Well, I mean, right now it's all about the jet blast all the time. So that $10,000, if I had it, would go into my next line, which is where I would turn these into a ceramic version. Right now it's plastic and I need a ceramic version of the heat so that the heat would be distributed in a better way. And, you know, some people have called my hair dryers cheap. Because of the metal grills on them sometimes, you know, overheat a little bit. But, you know, we're working on that. So that $10,000 would go to that ceramic jet blast with a maybe a silicone heat pad.
Okay. That's a lot of inventor talk right there. If you had $10,000 to give away, how would you do it?
Well, I would give it away to our local charities, but I would give it to them and very specifically say, this is for the people in the community who need haircuts. So I think it's important for everyone to feel and look their best, especially when they're trying to get out into the workforce or going to school. And so if they are in a situation where they don't have the means to get a haircut, or maybe they're in a shelter, I would give that $10,000 and say, this goes to the needy hair.
The needy hair. Mm. Hair today, gone tomorrow. Okay, what's your happy?
Well, my happy is that you just came up with our new tagline. I've been working on that for months. I had healthy hair, healthy scalp, healthy you. I had all these different, you know, quotes that weren't working, but you just came up with it. Hair today,
gone tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yep, you're welcome for that.
Yeah. That's my happy.
Well, it was so great to have you here. Good luck with your jet blast. I can't wait to try it in orange.
Yeah.
All right. I'm nervous and ready.
All right. So Lulu, jet blast was the word. You're going to be one of those marshallers.
Marshallers. Okay.
The people that give the takeoff land.
Oh, like this?
Yeah. They have sticks.
Yeah, the sticks. I got it.
Okay. This so way, they're called way. A marshaller.
Okay. I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know it either until I looked it up.
Okay.
So hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Can you tell me what your current obsession is?
My current obsession is actually these brand new headphones that I got. They are noise canceling, but they also allow me to listen to binaural beats at the same time. So it's like being in the club. And what I basically do is while I'm holding up those stick things, those lighted sticks, I'm really at a rave.
Oh.
So I have my headphones on and I'm just dancing to the beat. And meanwhile, the jets are going this way and that way and this way and that way. Really, I'm just my private party.
Oh, that seems unsafe. What's on your wish list?
Oh, on my wish list is actually what I would like is a big dome to cover the entire airfield, right?
Oh.
Because I know that these jets think that they have to take off, but get this. What if they didn't? What if they just went around like bumper cars and we could sell little rides in those jets, right? So you could just like drive it. If you don't have to fly up, I don't think you have to be certified because that's just driving. You're not flying. So I think that you could probably just let people drive them around. And then we put little rubber tips on all the wings and stuff. And then they would like just bump into each other. And I'd be there with my like Beats. Yeah, that's the club.
They should do like a little think tank session with you guys. All right. What? Oh, if you had $10,000 to spend on yourself, what would you do with it?
Oh, first of all, I would put a bar at the end of that airfield with a dome on it, right? And I've been thinking about this a while. It'd be called the cockpit. I know. It's like so simple, but it would. And like we would just hang out there like at the end of the hangar. You know what I mean? Like I would literally put that. Maybe a tiki bar, but that might be a little kitschy. I don't know. But I just think that we need somewhere to hang. We need somewhere to be when we're not around the jets and in the jets and marshaling the jets. You know what I mean? What we really hang need out. Is the place to just like, just groove and hang out. Like, why doesn't that exist on the airfield? I don't know. Like, just because we're at work, we can't have a bar. Like, that's just so dumb. What did we go through the pandemic for if it's not self-care? So I would put a bar right there at all times, just, you know, for just if you need there. Google has nap pods. So,
oh, yes.
We have a bar at the airfield with no sky.
A no sky bar. Okay, if you had $10,000 to give away, where would you give it?
There's all these poor little birds that would get stuck in the dome if once, you know, because you can't get all the birds out. And so there would be some birds like we're like, whoa, there was a sky there yesterday. Now there's no sky. And I think that that would be really cruel. And I want to keep them, you know, in my thoughts. Yeah. So I would definitely hire an intern with that $10,000. Okay. And their whole job would be to chase birds and get them out of the dome all day long. That's it. Just a bird chaser.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, what's your happy?
You know what? I just got some glow in the dark paint gifted to me from, well, I was over at like the hardware store and it was on clearance. So I bought all of the glow in the dark paint. Okay. And what they don't know that I'm going to do is I'm actually going to paint like secret codes on all of the fighter jets today. And that way, when we have finally my jet rave and we turn all the lights off, right? And they're all like driving around like bumper cars. What you don't know is that if they all line up in one specific way, the lyrics to Pink Floyd's The Wall will actually appear on the side of all the fighter jets. But they have to be like in a certain, you know, like way to do it. But I think it'll be worth it for that one lineup sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's fun.
Listen. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
It's great to be here.
And that was
10K role play.
Don't hire that guy.
Yeah, not that guy.
You're like the worst person to work at an airfield ever.
He's trouble.
He's real trouble. Drinking on the job. Like, he doesn't even know what an airplane does. You know when you start to talk and your mouth just goes?
Yeah, and then you get stuck and you're like, well, this is the character I've committed to.
Yeah, that happened to me. I went, I want a dome. And I was like, it's a plane. We're just going to go. Like, we're just going to keep going. We're going to keep moving forward.
Hysterical.
Lord.
All right, you guys. Thank you again for listening in, for being here every single week. We love having you listen in. If you need more, we have another podcast. It's called The Daily Happy. Just search it wherever you got this one. And it's only 10 minutes a day. So you can digest that anytime. All right. $10K Dollar Day is produced by $10K Dollar Day LLC. Intro by Stan Collins. Graphic art by Jacob McAllister. 10K jingle by Rockwell and Rose. The vintage 10K Saturday episode voiceover by Charlie Hume. Thanks as always to Buzzsprout. Let's end this the way we end it every week with friends like us.
Who needs amenities?